inutile suonare, qui non vi aprirà nessuno. Il mondo l'abbiamo chiuso fuori con il suo casino. Una bugia coi tuoi, il frigo pieno e poi un calcio alla TV. Solo io, solo tu. È inutile chiamare, non risponderà nessuno. Il telefono è volato fuori giù dal quarto piano. Era importante, sai, pensare un poco a noi. Non stiamo insieme mai, ora sì, ora qui. Soli, la pelle come un vestito. Soli, mangiando un panino in due, io e te. Solo tu. Il mondo dietro ai vetri sembra un film senza sonoro. Il tuo pudore amando rende il corpo tuo più vero. Sei bella quando vuoi, bambina, donna e poi. Soli, ma guarda nel cuore chi c'è, io e te. Soli, un tempo che si è fermato. Soli, però finalmente noi, solo noi, solo noi.
For all the Buana babes who are listening all over the world, and I mean world, from down under to next door in Toronto. Ah, I love this. I think you might recognize the song. It's Paola Terci on Festival Italiano.
Solo che ti perdi, non ti chiedo quanto resterai. No, né promesse né ricordi, non è quello. Oh no, lo sai, un minuto per averti. Un saluto quando te ne vai, poi quando passa questa notte, come un sogno passerai. Che domani è tardi, che adesso è sì, sì, per come mi parli, tu perché siamo qui. È questione di sguardi, è un attimo così, così, magnetico. Questa notte che poi mai più, senti cosa si respira, vorrei dirti che vorrei che tu non sarà per una sera, che domani ancora noi, che domani torni, che va bene così, tu per come mi parli, tu perché siamo qui, è questione di sguardi, è un attimo così, così, lunatico, così, così, fantastico, così, così. Nessuna resistenza, nessuna pietà, ci arrendiamo all'evidenza e alla voglia di libertà. È un giorno di vacanza, o cosa sarà?
Paola Terci singing the Italian version of This Kiss by Faith Hill. You remember Faith Hill singing that. This kiss, this. She says soli, so there, this, this, and this. But it's hard to translate from English to Italian to English again and get the same meaning because it's got to fit the melody. That's why they do what
they
do.
That's why they change the words.
They change the words. Instead of this kiss, questo bacio would not fit in. It would sound stupid. Or she could say bacci, bacci. Why not, right? Maybe it wouldn't connect with everything else she was saying. See? But it's the same song. That's what I like about it. We offer you Italian versions of English songs, English versions of Italian songs, and great music like this from. And he is like the Sinatra of Germany now. In his late 70s, still singing, our dear friend Al Martino.
Al Martino, yeah.
And this is going to whom? This is going to Joni and Tony and all my friends who've traveled with me to Italy and to Kenny Deal. I love you so much, Kenny. This is for you. A little bit of wine. Come on.
Un poco di vino.
Un poco di vino.
The streets were dark and the night was cold, and yet I walk alone. I saw the lights of a cozy place with lanterns all aglow. Somebody cried, "Don't wait outside, come say hello." The people there, they were singing songs I knew when I was young. And from the jukebox I heard the sounds I needed to recall. I sang along with every song, I knew them all. Come share the welcome. here. It's not so easy to feel at home when home's so far away. When all the longing and all the wanting is for yesterday. Made me find some peace of mind. I'd like to stay. The world seems colder when you're a stranger from a foreign land. You need to feel that someone cares and that they understand. Many a tear would disappear if we join hands. Come share the wine. No one is a stranger here. They're your friends and mine. Everyone's your brother. We're a long way from home. And we need each other. Have no fear.
Big hit. We made it right here with my show. We turned this into a big hit for Al, and he included it in his repertoire now when he does concerts. Right, guys? That's your favorite song, is it, Johnny?
That's one of my favorites. Come Share the Wine.
And people have the words to it. And when we had him here a few times in Connecticut, man, the audience went crazy. A lot of the audience were our friends who have traveled to Italy with me. And it's nice to know Al and be friends with him and his wife.
Judy.
Right? Judy. Judy's a sweetheart.
He's a great guy.
Is he going to be in Canada soon?
Yeah, he's going to be in Canada. But June 17th, he'll be in Elmsford Dinner Theater in Westchester.
Elmsford Dinner Theater in Westchester, June 17th. And in May, before that, up in Waterbury, Connecticut, Michael Amonte's going to be there at the Waterbury Palace.
Palace Theater.
Yeah, the Palace
beautiful,
Theater.
Beautiful theater.
Yeah, well, they renovated. That's one of the Sylvester Poli theaters. Sylvester Poli was a great entrepreneur, came to this country as a mason, and he worked his way up in riches and bought theaters and built two great theaters in Bridgeport, Connecticut, the Majestic and the Lowe's Poli. And they were truly atmospheric theaters. I mean, they were by Lamb, the famous architecture firm that built the palaces for the Lowe's theater chain. And Sylvester Poli owned a whole string of movie theaters, and he sold them and bought them back again. And his mansion was up, I think, in Haddam, East Haddam?
No, it's in New Haven.
New Haven?
On the road right by West Haven, right on the border there.
Right on the border?
Beautiful mansion.
Yeah. And
by the way, when I was a kid, I used to go to the double matinees at the Lowe's Poli.
At the Lowe's Poli and the Majestic.
And the lines would be right around the corner up Congress Street for the 35-cent double matinee.
30.
With the newsreel that came.
And the shorts,
first.
Too?
Yeah.
I used to go to the City Line when we owned our house in Brooklyn, East New York. On City Line, that was the that was Liberty Avenue. That was City Line between Brooklyn and Queens near Ozone Park. Was the City Line Cinema. All right? And there, we would have these old shorts, and the guys, the funny guys from the 1930s, would have numbers on their chest, and they'd do goofy races. And you would actually bet on who would be the winner, and you'd win one of these stupid prizes that the matron would give out. There was a matron wearing a white dress with a bun on her head with a flashlight. If you were making too much noise or throwing popcorn around, she'd flash the light on your eyes. They'd throw you out. Man, I'll tell you. I'd like to have one of those old matrons as my bodyguard because she never took gruff from any of us kids. Remember the kids would try to sneak into the movie theater as they're leaving? They'd hold the door open for their friends. Come on in! Can't do that anymore, right, John? You never snuck into a movie theater, did you, Tony? Huh? No comment from Tony. All right.